今天吴牧师为我们带来的信息是困境中的出路。Today, Pastor Daniel Wu give the sermon The Way Out of Dilemma.
Thank you, 赞美主，我们今天能够中英文部的弟兄姐妹，我们能够一起联合崇拜愿神的祝福和平安临到每位弟兄姐妹。
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Thanks and praises to the Lord that we can worship together, both English and Chinese ministries together. May God's blessings and peace be upon every brother and sisters.
我们维吉尼亚州有一个很有名的景点就是罗莉洞。那我想大部分的弟兄姐妹可能都去过了
In Virginia, there's a very famous attraction called Lorelei Cave, and I believe most of people probably have been there.
我自己也去过了不少次每次我如果有外地来的朋友，我都会带他们去参观我今天听说有从加州来的所以找机会去了。
I myself, or Pastor himself, and Mike too, we've been to the Lorelei Cave many times. And especially when we have out-of-town guests, we often bring them there to visit.
这个罗莉洞呢，除了洞里的钟乳石的梦幻奇景之外呢，其实在洞里还有一个世界上仅有的钟乳石的管风琴。
So, in the cavern, it's very famous for their stalactites. I don't know if people know that that's the mineral formations dropping down like the icicles. In the cave. So there's also most famous attraction that is the stalactite pipe organ.
那整个钟乳石就好像这个管风琴的一个整体或者是一个共鸣箱所以当钟乳石被敲击的时候就会发出那个好像是管风琴的那个声音然后这样子这种声音呢配合上这个奇石意境这非常震撼
So the stalactite cave 呢 it sounds like the body and the resonance box the pipe organ. So when the stalactite is struck with the sound, it emits a sound similar to the pipe organ. So this special music accompanied by the fascinating stones and is very impressively shocking.
那我有一次去刚好他在演奏那山洞里传出的那个乐音非常让我身临其境非常震撼。
So there one time I went there and they happened to have a performance then. And the music inside the cave was very pleasant to my ears. And even now I still have a fresh memory of it.
那今天我们读到的诗篇五十七篇它这个诗歌的背景它就记载在撒母耳记上二十三章二十九节到二十四章二十二节这里。那这个故事是大卫被扫罗追杀而躲在隐基底的山洞里面所做的诗歌。
So the background of today's Psalm chapter 57, which we just read, is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 29 to chapter 24, verse 22. And this is a song that David wrote when he was hiding in the cave, fleeing from Saul's chase.
可想而知大卫在那个时候是正处在一个非常困难的处境当中。但是当我们刚刚读到这个诗篇把它读过之后呢我们似乎就可以感受到我们所信的神是守约施慈爱的神他必能够拯救而且能够看顾保守他的子民。
So we can imagine that at that time David must be in a very difficult situation that you know someone's chasing after he wanted to kill him. So after we read the psalm, however, we seem to be able to feel that the God that we believe in is a God that keeps our covenants and shows mercy to us and will surely save care and protect his people.
那这首在山洞里吟唱的诗歌是无与伦比、激励人心的美丽诗歌。
And this song is sung in a cave. It is an unparalleled, inspiring, and beautiful song.
所以弟兄姐妹们啊，让我们想象一下哈、啊，当时大卫和他的跟随者，然后在山洞里合唱这个诗歌的时候，会是一个多么美丽、壮观，而且悦耳的那种山洞的音乐会啊！
So brothers and sisters, let us imagine that when David and his followers they sang in the cave together, how beautiful, how magnificent, and how sweet this cave concert must have been.
在第一节的经文开头说明了这首诗歌的背景故事啊。那是在大卫逃避扫罗而藏在洞里所做的，而且也说明了这个诗歌的题材跟曲调。
So the beginning of the first verse that we just read, it states that the psalm was composed most likely when David was hiding in the cave while fleeing from Saul. It also states the genre and the tune of the poem.
这个题材是所谓的金诗啊。那金诗是一种祷告，一种默想，而且来表达刻骨铭心的那种诗。
Yeah. So, the genre is like listed there. It's called miktam. I don't know if I pronounced it correctly. It's a poem of prayer, meditation, and expression that is deeply etched in the heart.
曲调啊，叫做休要毁坏啊，休要毁坏是。希伯来的那个时候一种流行的一个曲调、哦、那相传就是从摩西那个时候传下来的。
And the tune is Do Not Destroy, like listed there. It is a popular Hebrew tune. According to the legend, this tune was passed down from the Moses time.
那顺便提一下、哦、你如果在第六节呢，你会看到有一个符号叫细拉、啊、细拉。那细拉是表示是一个音乐的一个休止符，就像我们现代的音乐有休止符，那它同时呢也代表着在这个地方可以转变语气、转变语调，或者是说把音再拉长。
Okay, and then by the way, Pastor want to mention that at the end of the sixth verse, there is this thing called Selah. Selah is the pause in a song. It functions like a rest note in music. It can also indicate a change of tone or a place to strengthen the tone or a place to change the tone or to prolong the sound.
那我们今天就要从这首诗歌来学习大卫如何从困境中找到出路，然后从山洞中出来，重新登上高峰。
So,from the song that we read today, we're going to learn how David found a way out of his dilemma and how he came out of the cave and climbed to the top again.
大卫在困境中第一个找的是神，他知道神的慈爱、信实和大能是可以依靠，神是他的避风港，就像是躲避在他的翅膀底下一样。就像第一节我们所读到的，我的心啊，要投靠你，我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等到灾害过去。
So when David was in trouble, the first person he turned to was God. So he knew that God's love, faithfulness, and power he could depend on. God was his safe heaven, like hiding under his wings. Like that first verse says, I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed.
当时大卫被扫罗追杀的困境，即使外在的环境是山洞，看来是可以保护啊大卫啊，但是扫罗的追兵也已经追到山洞了。
Yeah. At that time, David was chased by, hunted down by Saul and, But his external environment was a cave, right? It felt like the cave could protect him. But Saul can still follow him and track him down to the cave.
所以我们清楚明白啊，大卫的依靠以及他的保护并不是在外在的环境，而是来自内心与主的同在。
Therefore, we can clearly understand that David's support and protection did not come from the external circumstances or environment he's in, but from the presence of the Lord.
我们内心的平安是有主同在而 得着的平安啊，即使外面正在狂风暴雨，股市大跌，疫情肆虐，但是我们依靠主就能够得到内心的平静安稳。
So our inner peace comes from the presence of the Lord. So even if there's a storm outside, or the stock market crashes, or the epidemic is raging, when we trust the Lord, we have peace in our hearts.
大卫在困在山洞里头，他知道他所能够做的其实不多啊，但是他清楚神确实能够成就一切的大事啊的神。正如第二节他所说的，我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。
So when David was trapped in the cave, he knew that he could not do much, but he knew that the God he trusted in, is indeed the God who can do all things. So he said in verse 2, I cried out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me.
神所成就的诸事当中，当然包括让我们因着困难和挑战的环境磨练，让我们的信心的肌肉能够更加的健壮坚强。
Yeah. So of the things that God accomplishes, of course, includes that He wants to make our muscle of our faith stronger, right? And through these difficult and challenging circumstances.
从台湾来的弟兄姐妹们大概都知道，在早期这个男生呢，上大学之前啊，都会去台中的成功岭接受一个暑期的军事训练。
Yeah. Well, people from Taiwan probably know that boys they go to they get drafted or go to this place called 成功岭 Success Mountain in Taichung to receive a summer military training before they start their college education.
那这个训练呢，对我来讲啊是非常艰困的啊。因为从无拘无束的这个生活到一个口令一个动作，然后处处讲求纪律以及体力的操练哦，是一个大的挑战啊。
So to the pastor, this training was very difficult for him. He says, from living an unrestrained life to one command and one action, and then discipline was emphasized everywhere. The physical training was a huge challenge for him.
那在最后一个训练科目啊。是我印象最深刻的一个课程啊，这个课程叫做震撼教育。那每个学员呢，都必须要通过这个震撼教育才算完成。
So the last training he had, and he remembered vividly about it, was called the Shocking Education. Each student must complete this Shocking Education in order to complete the training.
那震撼教育啊，是在一个空旷的黄土地上啊，然后让学员们啊，带着枪啊，然后匍匐前进啊，就在地上匍匐前进，然后呢，距离是不太短啊，算有一点距离。那左右两边啊，就一直放着炸弹，然后前方就是机关枪就一直扫射过来啊，那隆隆的爆炸声啊，还有前方的机枪的扫射啊，震耳欲聋。
So the shocking education was in an open field with yellow soil on the ground, that where students will have to carry their rifles and crawl on the ground from one end to another, and the distance is not short. And then in addition to carry the rifle, there are bombs released on both sides of the road, you're crawling in the middle, and then there's machine guns shooting, you know, in front of you. So it's a very scary situation. And you can hear the sound of the bombs and the guns, right? So the sound is deafening. Yeah.
Yeah, 你们如果看到这个图，大概就可以知道当时的情况是怎么样。
So you can see that picture. You can imagine that how the training was like.
那学员们啊，就在这个模拟的战场上啊，经历了一次类似战争的过程啊。
So the students experienced a warlike process on this battlefield, a simulated battlefield.
那我在前一夜啊，要做这个训练之前啊，彻夜难眠啊， 那很巧啊，那个震撼教育当天，我们那一年啊是8月4号啊，那那个时候啊我还没有信主，所以就照着我们以前的传统啊，四是不吉利的号码啊，那好像代表死嘛哈、啊，所以我那个时候太紧张了哈、啊，非常紧张，就好像会发生不祥的预兆那种感觉。
Yeah, I couldn't fall asleep the night before, because it just happened that the day when they had the shocking education was on August 4th. And the number 4 in Chinese, it means death. It's an unlucky number, it means death. And at that time, Pastor hasn't accepted the Lord. So he had a bad omen about this training coming up.
在震撼教育的开始的时候，我是非常恐惧。那但是呢，我慢慢的朝着目标前进，然后当我抵达终点完成任务的那一刹那啊，哇，我就非常非常的自豪，就好像有那种男子汉大丈夫的感觉啊，好像经历了一场人生的大挑战，非常有成就感。
So during the training, he was very scared, he was terrified, but he still had to complete his task. So he slowly moved towards the goal, and the moment when he completed his task, it reached the other end, he felt very proud of himself. He felt like a real man at that point, because he experienced a huge challenge in his life and had a sense of accomplishment.
那其实呢，其实这个震撼教育本来是很安全的，因为哦是经过布置跟安排的啊，除非你自己吓破胆了，或者是说你不照规矩做啊，就突然就站起来，或者你爬的路线爬到机关枪前面，那当然就没有话讲啊。所以基本上不会有问题啊，是非常安全的，经过布置跟安排过的。
But actually, this shocking education is inherently very safe. If you follow all the rules and the route that they tell you to do, because it was prearranged. So unless like you stand up where you're not supposed to, or you take the wrong route that they tell you not to take, you know, otherwise you wouldn't be hit by the gun or the bomb. So nothing will happen. Yeah.
那这个震撼教育就让我想起了哈，我们平常在生活当中所碰到的困境跟挑战，不就是神为我们安排与布置的一个震撼教育吗？
So this reminds me that all the difficult situations that we face in our lives, isn't life like a shocking education arranged for us by God to help us grow?
无非是要训练我们，让我们更加结实强壮。所以只要我们在困境当中愿意来依靠神，那困境跟灾害也必要过去，我们也会因着所经历的困难而得到更大的益处。
God's purpose is nothing more than to train us, to make us stronger. So therefore, as long as we are willing to trust God, in difficult times, the difficulties and disasters will pass, and we will receive greater benefits from the dilemmas we experience.
弟兄姐妹，也许有一天你发觉日子特别艰难，那可能这次的收获将会特别的巨大。
Dear brothers and sisters, maybe if you're facing a difficult situation, but if you can overcome it, the benefits that you harvest will be even greater.
好，请你跟旁边的人说，要依靠神。
So please tell the person next to you, rely on God.
Rely on God. 好，那大卫即使在困境当中呢，他不把目光啊专注在自己的困难上面，而他把目光和心思呢移到神，然后他所关心的是神的荣耀啊，就像第五节所提到的，神啊，愿你崇高高过诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。他所注意的都是神的荣耀。
So even when David was in trouble, he did not focus on himself. He focused his eyes and mind on God and was concerned with God's glory. So just like verse 5 says, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, that your glory be over all the earth."
因着颂赞神的荣耀，让大卫在困难中感到喜乐以及信心的增强啊，就像第七节所说的，神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
So be exalting the glory of God, and David felt the joy in the midst of his difficulties, and it's also brought him a firm faith in God. Just like verse 7 says, My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music.
通常在困境中，最容易使我们不安、嫉妒、苦毒、怨天尤人。而赞美神是良药啊，它可以除掉我们心中任何的负面以及恶念，让我们真正能够得着喜乐。
So we are most likely to be disturbed in the difficult situations. We're most likely to be disturbed, jealous, or bitter and resentful. But we praising to God, or praising God is good medicine. It can get rid of any negative and evil thoughts in our hearts so that we can gain joy.
大卫的另外一个秘诀是每天祷告颂赞神，作为他一天的开始。第八、第九节这里讲说，我的灵啊，你当兴起，琴瑟啊，你们当兴起，我自己要及早兴起。主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。
So another David's secret is that he always start the day with a prayer and praise to God. And so we can see that from verses 8 and 9. Awake my soul, awake harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples.
我们要学习大卫用祷告和赞美来开启每一天，即使身处在困境当中，神必能够使我们的忧愁的心转为平静，进而得着信心和喜乐。
So we are to learn David's use of prayer and praise to start each day, even in difficult times. God can turn our troubled hearts into peace and bring us faith and joy.
前几年的有一天，我接到我住在洛杉矶儿子跟儿媳妇寄来的一个简讯啊，那他就跟我们讲说，有个坏人要诬告陷害他们。
So a few years ago, I received a text message from my son and daughter-in-law that who lived in Los Angeles. They had there was a bad guy who was going to falsely accuse them.
那事情的经过是这样子啊，就是有一天呢，我儿子跟儿媳妇开车，然后路过一个公园的旁边的一条路啊，那突然间前面有一个在玩滑板的啊，就摔倒在地上，那距离他们车子差不多五公尺左右的前面五公尺左右啊，那我儿子儿媳妇就像我们在场的年轻人一样啊，心地善良，然后他们就下车就到前面去问他说，哎，你有没有受伤，需不需要什么帮忙的。
And this is what happened. So one day, my son and daughter-in-law, they were driving slowly through a road next to a park. And suddenly, a skateboarder who was about 5 meters ahead of their car fell. His son and daughter-in-law got out of the car and wanted to check on to see how he was doing. Like most of the young people here, they have a nice, good heart. They want to find out how he was doing and ask him if he needed help.
结果那个人对他们说，哦，没事没事，谢谢谢谢啊。然后之后就离开了啊。所以我儿子儿媳妇开车就离开了。结果隔天警察来了，就说有人告他们，你撞了人，还有逃亡啊，就是说他离开现场，撞了人之后离开现场啊，所以他要求要赔偿，并且要准备要上法庭了。
So the man told them that he was okay and he left. But the next day, the person went to the police station to sue his son and said that his son ran into him and fled the scene, demanded compensation, and he said he was filed a lawsuit in court.
之后呢，更严重的是怎么样？他竟然尾随我的媳妇到我媳妇的公司，就在停车场那边东张西望，就造成了很大的骚扰。后来我儿子就从我警方那边啊，就得知这个人啊，其实是无业游民。
So what was even more serious was that he followed the man followed his daughter-in-law, the pastor's daughter-in-law, to her work in the parking lot and harassed her. So, and then later, his son learned from police that this man was actually a homeless person.
那当我们接到我儿子的简讯之后呢，那我们是传统的父母哈，我们就开始想说人事实地物，你要怎么做？第一要什么？第二、第三，我们就列出来了。把生活的经验都倾然而出哦，不过就有些啰嗦就是了哈。
So when we receive our son's text message, you know, as a traditional parents, we would tell our kids, you know, what to do. You know, if you do this first, in the first step, you do this, then you do this, and then you do the third thing, you do this, right? Well, we were a little bit verbose, right? But as a traditional parents, you all know that we all do that.
当我们回了简讯之后啊，嘣一下子，马上儿子简讯又回来了，啊，那他就表明啊，说 Dad， 我们只需要你帮我们一起祷告就好了，其他的我们都会做了。
But immediately after I returned my text message, my son responded, and he explained that they only needed our help to pray with them together. They said they have already done the rest, the other things.
那我感谢主哦，他们也因着每天向神的祷告哦，就能够在这个困扰当中得到那个平静安稳。
Yeah, so thanks to the Lord that they were able to find peace in their troubles by praying to God daily.
长话短说啊。就是当我媳妇在公司与同事分享这件困扰的事的时候，很奇妙的事发生了。她的同事当中哦，有一个同事他说：“哎，那个时候我就在现场，我可以作为你的证人啊。”结果呢，他就出来作证了，结果就把这个事情这个谎话就击破了啊，所以就结束了这个不如意的经验。
So, make the long story short, when my daughter-in-law shared this troublesome incident with her colleagues at a company, it was amazing that one of her colleagues happened to be at the scene of the incident, and her colleague was willing to come out as a witness. So as a result, the bad guy's lie was broken, and it ended the unpleasant experience.
祷告赞美神，让我们的心思能够正面而喜乐，那信心加强，而且更能够有一个清晰的头脑啊，来处理事情。
So praying and praising God makes our minds positive and joyful. Our faith will increase, and we can handle things with a clear and calm mind.
Stephen 查普曼他曾获得多项的葛莱美奖啊。他是一个福音歌手兼作曲作词人啊，他和他太太啊，总共养育了六个儿女，那其中三个是亲生的，那另外三位是从中国领养来的。
So Stephen Curtis Chapman, he's a gospel songwriter, and singer, who has won multiple Grammy Awards. Chapman and his wife have six children, as in the picture, and three are biological, and the other three were adopted from China.
他在2004年四月的时候啊，到北京去带领一个国际基督徒联谊会的敬拜。那活动结束之后呢，他和他太太啊，就看到有一对夫妇啊，就抱着一个啊小婴孩，然后他们就很兴奋的就过去跟这个夫妇讲说：“哎，能不能借我抱一下？为什么？因为他已经领养了两个嘛，啊， 那就觉一看到哇，这个东方面孔的婴儿就好亲切，就好兴奋，就莫名的感动哦，想要抱抱他。
So, he went to Beijing in April 2004 to lead a worship service for an international Christian fellowship conference. And after the event, he and his wife saw a couple holding a small baby. And they were excited to see the small baby because they already adopted two kids from China. So he was very kind to the babies. So when he embraced the baby, he felt explicitly moved.
当他抱着这个女婴的时候，那随即这一对夫妇啊，就跟这个啊 Chapman 就讲了啊、哦，他说其实啊，这个女婴啊是等待要被领养的。那他们听到这个他讲了之后，他受到那个圣灵的感动啊、哦，那就领养这个小女婴了啊、哦。那后来这个小女婴名字就叫做玛利亚，所以这个就是他们家里面的第六个小孩。
So immediately the couple told Chapman that the baby was actually waiting to be adopted. So inspired by the Holy Spirit, Chapman and his wife, they adopted the little baby who was later named Maria, and she's the sixth child in their family.
但是很不幸的啊，在玛利亚五岁的时候，就在一场家中的啊一个意外当中，他失去了生命。
Yeah, but unfortunately, Maria lost her life in an accident at home when she was 5 years old.
在确定玛利亚已经没有生命迹象的那一刻 ，Chapman 一家人啊几乎都崩溃了啊。那当时他们只能够依靠神，他才能够得到安慰跟恢复。
So the moment that when it was determined that Maria had lost a sign of life, the Chapman family nearly collapsed. They could only trust God for comfort and recovery.
那 Chapman 他回忆说啊，他在那个困境看起来是完全没有办法克服的艰辛的考验当中，但是他也亲自体验到神在这个过程当中一直与他们家同在，让他们最终得到安慰。
So Chapman recalled that it seemed like an insurmountable ordeal to them, but God's constant presence with them throughout this ordeal gave them the ultimate comfort.
之后呢 ，Chapman 他有一个新的创作，那取名叫做“仍然 ”（Still） 啊，那表达的就是在人们在曲折变化的生活当中啊。无论遇到顺境或者是困境，神仍然是慈爱信实地保守了我们。
Yeah. So later, Chapman wrote a new song called "Still." Chapman expressed that in people's tortuous and ever-changing lives, no matter whether we are encountering prosperity or adversity, God is still loving and faithfully protecting us.
我们虽然没有办法事先知道即将要面临到的是高山或者是低谷，但是我们知道神一直在保守我们。
So although we don't know what's ahead of us, whether it's peaks or it's valleys, we will face, we know that God always protects us.
即使我们的生命状况还没有完全好转，神仍然是我们的依靠，并且他愿意来聆听我们的无奈跟痛苦。
So even if the state of our lives has not been fully improved or changed, God will want us to trust Him, and He listens to our helplessness and pain.
Chapman 一家为了纪念玛利亚，表达对玛利亚的爱跟思念呢，他们建立了一个叫做玛利亚希望之家，为一些有急性医疗需求或特殊的儿童来提供协助。
So to remember Maria, the Chapman family set up this Maria's Big House of Hope Foundation so that they can provide nursing assistance to children with acute medical and special needs.
Chapman 因着求告神、依靠神，让他们从困境里面走出来， 而且并且也让他们更加的茁壮啊，能把爱玛利亚的心扩展到成千上万的儿童。
So by praying to God and trusting God, the Chapman family were able to get out of their predicament and made them all stronger. They extend the love of Maria to thousands of children.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你目前的环境是我让你觉得四面楚歌、困难重重。
So dear brothers and sisters, does your current situation make you feel bewildered and full of hardships?
你是否感到自己正陷入那个苦难的山洞里？
Do you feel like you're sinking into a cave of misery?
或者是因着人际关系的不和，或者是财务的困难，或者是身体出了问题？
Or is it because of interpersonal discord or financial difficulties or physical problems?
或者是工作上遭遇不平，或者家庭中的夫妻与亲子关系的矛盾等等？
Or is it injustice at work? Or is it conflicts between husbands and wife or parent and child relationships? Or so on.
但是我们不要忘记啊，在困境中的出路是来全心的来依靠神，得到保护与同在与成长。
But don't forget that the way out of dilemmas is to trust God.Wholeheartedly for His protection and presence.
也存着感谢赞美神的态度来得着信心与喜乐。
And with an attitude of thanksgiving and praise to God to gain faith and joy.
这样必能够走出困境，迎接未来。
In this way, we will be able to get out the dilemmas and welcome the future.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
慈悲的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Gracious Heavenly Father and loving Lord, we come to thank and we praise you.
感谢你今天借着大卫的这个诗歌，再一次的提醒我们，在凡事上都要来依靠你，与你的同在。
Through David's song, thank you for reminding us that we need to rely on you for your protections and love.
也让我们能够每天的来祷告，来颂赞你，作为我们一天的开始。
And that us learn to pray and praise to you and give praise to you every day at the start of the day.
我们也把我们目前的困难也都交托仰望在恩主你的手中。
And Lord, we put our difficulties and our dilemmas in life in your hands.
也求主继续来带领我们。
And we ask the Lord you to lead us.
我们这样祈求祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
And we pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.